Youth Baseball Talk. Only on lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jim Cromer.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Youth Baseball Talk. I'm your host, Jim Cromer, and I'd like to welcome in all of our subscribers and all of our new listeners and people that are just finding the show, whether it be through recommendations of friends or through our great social media stuff we're doing here within, or just our affiliates and partners, as they've done a great job helping us promote the show and get it out all over the world, actually, which I can't thank them enough for doing that. I got one of those guys on the line with me today, so we're going to get to him in just a second. Make sure you check us out at youthbaseballtalk.com. We're very proud of our website, and I think give you an opportunity to see what we're about. Check out some of our affiliates, like the gentleman we're going to have on here today. Twitter is a great way to contact us and stay in the loop with what we're doing and what people we kind of like and stuff like that. At Podcast Baseball is our Twitter handle. Just so much out there in social media that if you really pay attention, you can learn something. It's really good stuff. And if you follow us, we're going to follow you because we want to know what it is that piques your interest. Facebook's the exact same way. Facebook.com/youthbaseballtalk. We love all the interaction that we get through social media. Facebook's just another way. You're not as limited with the characters on Twitter, so you can really post some videos and things like that. It's great stuff. The emails, keep them coming. Love them. Love all the correspondence I do with you guys. info@youthbaseballtalk.com. I know I get a few more emails on the Monday Morning Solutions, as you guys are pretty passionate about some of the topics. It seems like I'm picking the right ones. That people, you know, you may stand on either side of the fence, and you know my theory on that. I really don't care. That's great. Let's talk about it. So how else are we going to fix it? And of course, the best way to stay up to date with what we're doing is just to subscribe to the show. Go to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, or any major podcast outlet. Click that subscribe button, and then no matter what we do, every time we release an episode, you'll get a notification on your phone. Also gives you an opportunity to leave us a rating and a review. Very proud to come to you from the Lineup Media Group Studios. So excited to be a part of the Lineup Media Group. You know, great shows, new ones coming on all the time. Depending on whatever it is you're interested in, I'm sure you'll find something within the library of shows that they keep churning out. And again, I mention it all the time. There's new shows coming out every day. Make sure you check out The Inside Pitch with Pete Caliendo. He's kind of like a brother show. Pete's got an extensive background in the game of baseball, and he's traveled all over the world. And he's you know, he's taken young kids to different parts of the world and let them experience what it's like. Sometimes it's educational for them. Sometimes it from the vantage point of skill-wise where they're at, but definitely that it's life-altering experiences. So make sure you check out The Inside Pitch with Pete Caliendo. And, of course, thanks again for sharing this. That's the way the show has grown. My shameless Amazon plug, of course. Everybody shops on the Internet, and obviously tons and tons of people use Amazon. Just go to youthbaseballtalk.com, find that Amazon banner on the right, click it, do your shopping. We get a little referral, cost you nothing. So really appreciate you guys doing it. You guys are doing it. I get a report every week, and I appreciate it greatly. One of the guys that I've had on before in a group that I'm very proud to be associated with, if you followed the show at all, you hear me mention numerous times that the inspiration for the show came from really two people, one of them being Mike Matheny, who's very local to where I'm at here, and happened to read his manifesto. But there was another guy that was a great player involved in the game of baseball. He doesn't even need an introduction, and that was Cal Ripken. And instead of just being this great player, he was a good man, and he decided to share his thoughts on the game of baseball that, obviously, if you know anything about him, came from his father, and then he had this brother and stuff, and basically just, saying, hey, you know what, this game of baseball is great. Maybe there are some things we should be looking at, especially when it comes to kids. So I really appreciated Cal, and when I read his book, it was recommended to me actually by another guy that we have on the show every blue moon, and that's Coach Hendrickson from St. Louis University. He's an extensive reader of guys like Mike and Cal Ripken, and just, he's always reading and trying to learn something. So I read it. I was real impressed with it. And between, his thoughts and Mike Matheny's thoughts, it just made me realize that personally I was doing some things that I needed to check myself on. I was not a very good example, is the word I'll use, whether it be not just my kids, not just my parents, but my own son. So, it made me check myself a little bit. It made me start opening my eyes and thinking, It's okay to be humble and say, you know what, I got to learn some things. So I can't thank guys such as Cal Ripken and Mike Matheny. As I've met them once, I made sure to thank them for the change they made in my life. But having the opportunity to be a part of Ripken baseball when it was my team that played in it was a memory that'll last a lifetime. And now that I'm affiliated with them, I couldn't be prouder to mention them and talk about them. And I do appreciate you guys calling me, emailing me, texting me, wanting the skinny. So, it's that time of year where our season's kind of winding down. And I've done this for many years, so I know kind of how it works. So when the season's over, it seems like you take a couple of weeks and then you start thinking about next year. Well, as I've mentioned before on here, when you start thinking about taking a Ripken trip, it's not just another baseball tournament. It's an experience. It takes planning. It takes time. Okay, we've talked about the fact that we're not going to bury our head in the sand, okay? It might take some fundraising and stuff. So, you know what? If you're going to do it, you got to go all in, and you got to plan for it. So, reached out to my good friend Joe Marinaro, who's a tremendous guy, and I couldn't be happier for him as he's taking an even bigger role with Ripken Baseball, as I noticed that they released their tournament schedule. So I thought, you know what? It's time to get him back on here. Let's let him talk to you guys and get it directly from the horse's mouth, and we can find out what's going on with them tournament wise. But he's got some great stories too, since he's taken a larger role with Ripken. So I want to welcome in my good friend Joe. How are you, buddy?
Jim, I am great. Thanks so much for having us in, it's really like you mentioned, even though it's the tail end of so many people's baseball season, it becomes our really busy time of the year over the next 6 months, to where we're doing everything we can to be on the phone and on emails with baseball coaches and team moms and things like that all over the country. So I appreciate you taking the time to invite me in today.
Well, it's kind of an important thing. And I think what happens is that I get, and the reason I think it's important for everyone is I get a lot of questions about you guys, not just because of my affiliation with you from the show, but I'm very open on here about the fact that we actually did the trip. And yep. Obviously we were big fans of it, and we had a great time. What I find is from people is that they call you and you talk to them about it. And sometimes they're like, oh man, this is going to take about a year if we do this right. And I'm like, yeah, it might, right. Unless you have unlimited funds and you have a team that can just hop on a plane or a bus or in your car and leave tomorrow. Yes, it takes some planning. So, yes. So I started thinking about it, and I'm like, you know what? I think that's the thing. I mean, people just need to understand, just like anything else we talk about on the show, there's a process involved here, right? So, let's talk a little bit about it, maybe with a little bit more a little more advance notice, I guess is a great term to use for this. People
sure.
could plan for it better. So I noticed you had tweeted out that you had released your 2017 schedule, and now you have the Pigeon Forge, which, our Vipers team, there that won the trip,
yes,
for the inaugural thing down there. Let me tell you, those people could not be happier. I mean, I have never seen a group. Well, number one, and you know what? I appreciate and love everybody out there that jumped on that contest. It was phenomenal. People went all in. It was great. And you know what? I can't believe the number of people that really got involved in our show and got involved in Ripken Baseball that, even though they didn't win the trip, they're still to this day active, right?
Right.
But these guys that won it, I feel like, I was glad, I was glad that somebody won it that went all in, right? And they didn't stop there. I mean, they took their trip to your place, and I mean, it was everywhere. I mean, you could have chronicled everything they did and followed them. So what'd you think of their experience down there? They had a great time.
They did. And they were so appreciative of winning the trip, and it was exciting for them. I had actually met the head coach, Trent, of that team while I was at a meeting in Kentucky about Ripken baseball. And so he came up to me and he mentioned way back when, I heard on your podcast that you're going to be doing this contest. He said, we're going to do everything we can to win that thing. I said, great. I hope you do, because I met you and now I'll know you a little bit better. But you're exactly right. From the moment that you offered the contest to the time they left, Pigeon Forge, they were constantly on Facebook and Twitter. It's so exciting to see a team, like you mentioned, really chronicle that trip. And so I could see how they were doing every minute of the day, what they were doing, all the extras that they were taking in. So I think that's so great in youth baseball today that people can put that out there for everyone to see. And you know, so many people in the past, it would be by word of mouth how they'd learn about things like us. And now with you doing what you do with your podcast, plus Twitter, plus Facebook, plus everything else that everyone's doing, and then a team like Trent's team, the Vipers, doing that, it just, it allows those pictures and those words to speak for us. We don't have to go sell people to come to Ripken. We just have to say, here's what people experience when they come to Ripken. Check this out. And that's what's been really exciting for us. So, yeah, I was really excited for Trent and his team.
Well, I think for you guys, I mean, well, obviously Ripken baseball is it's a big name, right? I mean,
yes.
let's not ignore that fact, right? I mean, Cal and his family have been, you know, what a great baseball family, right? Very well respected. But the reality of it is, you know, if you just went down there and you had Cal Ripken's name everywhere and it was a terrible experience, it wouldn't last very long, right?
Correct.
So it is a phenomenal experience. And what's neat about it is your reach now from some stories I'm hearing, and I want you to tell us a little bit about that, is, you know, because people ask me, well, what can I expect when I get down there? And I'm like, you know what? You know, we played a team from one side of the country to the other side of the country. It was fun.
Yes.
It was so awesome. And I'm hearing now that you're getting more and more interest nationally. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So it's been really exciting for me. 5 or 6 years ago, as you know, Cal Ripken has not only all of his youth facilities, but he also runs the Cal Ripken World Series, which is a division of the Babe Ruth League for recreational teams and all-star teams. But those teams come over and they're, you know, they have international teams just like the Little League World Series does. And one of our teams from, I believe, 2011 came in and said, we're from Australia. We're coming to this Cal Ripken World Series, but gosh, you've got this place on Myrtle Beach. We'd like to learn more about it. So I was fortunate enough to be the one that got the ball rolling with them. And so now 5 years later, they have sent a team every year to Myrtle Beach since then. And this year, they're actually bringing three teams, a 14-year-old team and two 16-year-old teams. The Victorian Kookaburras are their team name. And I'm actually flying out tomorrow. I'm going to be hanging out with them and making sure kind of that they're taken care of while they're in the States, and making sure that they get all the experience that they need to go back and tell more people about us. But it's exciting to see that someone, you know, you talk about here domestically how it takes a year to plan this out. Think about if you're getting 36 players to all fly from Australia to the United States. They stop off in Texas every year in Dallas, and they go to a Rangers game. They go to Six Flags there. Then they fly to Charlotte. Then they take a bus down to Myrtle Beach. And so it's a really exciting time for us when they come in, because the domestic teams, you know, just a team from Illinois or Indiana or Ohio gets down there and they look across the field and they're thinking, I'm playing a team from Australia right now. Where else can I do that? You know, and so we have that going on. A team from the Philippines actually heard about these trips that the Australians were taking. The unfortunate thing was their summertime doesn't match up to our week-long events. You mentioned before about fundraising. They actually had a person who funds their team, so it wasn't as big of a concern for them, but they saw that we were doing a 16U tournament in Aberdeen, Maryland, the home of Ripken Baseball, and they reached out to us. I helped them plan the entire trip, and for a weekend, a team from the Philippines flew in, played a weekend tournament in Aberdeen, Maryland, and flew home with smiles on their faces like you'd never seen before, because kids there usually play on some pretty rough fields, some goat ranches, as we'd call them. And they come to us and they're playing on field turf fields like they've never seen before. And surprisingly, that, you know, their biggest thing was, we're playing in a place where, you know, our current major leaguers once played, and you know, we see fields we've never seen before. So those kind of things are becoming, you know, more the norm. We're seeing more and more international interests. I'm talking to teams from New Zealand, Germany, Japan, all that are thinking about coming to the Ripken experience in the next few years. And so it's really exciting to see not only it grow here in the United States, but for people across the world to start thinking about us. And Pete Caliendo, like you mentioned earlier, good friend. I've known Pete for a number of years, obviously with him being in the Midwest and me being here, and seeing what he does is what kind of inspired me to get more involved with what Ripken's doing internationally because of all the good work he does. So a little synergy there. I know you mentioned him earlier. Great guy.
Isn't it a small world?
It is.
Well, you know, for me too, and I think one of the things that's refreshing is I think in a day and age where, and I get it, I'm not like complaining, but because some of it has nothing to do with me. But, you know, in a day and age where a lot of, like, for lack of a better term, famous people or people that are in the know or whatever, I think it's refreshing that Cal has this view and he takes an active interest in the facility. And you had said something to me off air when we were talking about it. And we were actually talking about your new role. And
yes.
You were like, well, sometimes it's big shoes to fill because, you know, I basically answer to a guy that answers right to Cal. So, you know, if there's something going on, I mean, I know where it's coming from. So, you know, for Cal to take such an active role in it's pretty obvious and pretty evident that the way it's done with class and everything's the way it's set up, you know, it's pretty obvious that that's not just something that happens by accident. I'm sure, you know, you guys, the I guess the planning and the development that you guys do, I mean, it's got to be just ever-changing. I mean, to change with times and needs and wants. But you mentioned something in the last thing there. Do you find yourself a lot people calling and saying, you know, I want to go, I just don't know how to get there? I mean, and then you welcome through the process, basically?
Definitely. As a matter of fact, that's probably what you spend your most time on the phone talking to coaches and team parents about is they want to go. Everybody wants to check out our facilities. Everybody wants to play there. It's just, again, you see dollar signs and you think to yourself, okay, I'm Joe Schmo from Kokomo. Not to rip on Kokomo. I've been there many times. Sure. But, you know, how do I raise $5,000 or $7,000 to make a trip like this for my boys to have an experience like they've never had before? So we do spend a lot of time on that. And one thing that we did this year at Ripken, we readjusted our pricing a little bit. And I'm not going to get into the weeds on that, but we tried to make it to where it was more economical and feasible for teams to sign up well in advance at a better pricing to get that experience. We also threw in something that I don't think enough people take advantage of in the past when we've dabbled with this, but I think it's something that is very important. Cal came to us and said, how can I make it to where teams feel like we're helping them get there? And we said, you know what? Every team would like to have fundraising. Every team would like to have something where they can make money. He came out and basically said, look, you sign up X amount of teams by this date, and the date's September 30th. You sign up this many teams by September 30th. Every single one of those teams that signs up for Pigeon Forge, for Myrtle Beach, or for Aberdeen for the week-long events, I'm going to sit in my office and I'm going to sign that many jerseys, and we're going to send those out to those teams and let them go raffle those off. And
wow.
And he's taking, I mean, it's going to take a few days to do that. And he knows that. But you know, what I tell people all the time is it's really easy to have one guy who your friends would say, well, I'll write you a $500 check and I'll take that jersey off your hands. And that's nice. But what I've told people is, and it works so much better, is you've got 10, 11, 12 kids on your team. If each one of those kids goes out and sells 10 tickets at $10 each, that's $1,000 or $1,200 or $1,300.
Right. Yep.
I've had teams, when we've dabbled with this in the past, who have sold 300 and 400 tickets at $10 each. And so they've raised $3,000 or $4,000 for their trip. It's much easier to get everybody you know to donate $10 for a chance to win something like that than to have somebody stroke that big check. And so if done properly, if your bill's $6,000 with us and you go raise $3,000 by selling a jersey,
that's
what Cal wants to offer back to teams to help them make that trip.
Well, you know, it's funny. I had a guy, and I love to talk. You know, I don't want to act like everything's all roses and rose petals, right?
Sure.
I think, you know, I had a guy say, hey, Jim, that sounds great. How am I supposed to pay for that? And
And
we had a conversation off air, and I gave him some advice. And you know what? I was proud to say that they figured it out. It was great.
Yeah.
And I stayed in contact with the guy, and they were real excited. And one of the things they used is something else you guys are offering, and maybe.
Oh, yes.
And I don't know if it's. This, you know what, we didn't even talk about this off air, so I may be catching you off guard, but I think it's such a great thing. But is it, and I hope I'm saying it right, is it FlipGive?
FlipGive, yes,
yeah.
Sir. FlipGive is a way for people to buy things they're already going to buy, whether it be gasoline or retail items or food items that they were going to buy, so they can go through FlipGive, basically buy the gift cards or whatever through FlipGive, get a percentage back to what they're doing, and it creates a fund for them. And I've seen teams raise you know, a couple grand by doing that. I mean, you know, you're going to go to the gas station, you know, you're going to go to McDonald's or to Kohl's. Why not buy those things in advance? And that percentage of money goes back into your bucket. And it doesn't just have to be you. You can talk other people into doing it. And I, yeah, you're exactly right. It is a very well thought out program. I've seen it work very well. It all comes down to this, Jim. And what I've found is we offer a great product. Is it pricey sometimes to some people? It is. But I think our value and what we add to it is more than worth the money that we ask. And between a jersey, between a flip give, between things like that, if teams really want to put forth an effort to come to us, then we can help them get to where they need to be. We can help it to where instead of little Johnny saying, oh, Mom, we owe, you know, $500 to do this, they can sit there and say, well, we fundraised $500 and right. Now we don't have to worry about that. And so we want to give everybody the opportunity to play with us. Unfortunately, everybody has to cover some costs, so we have to do that. But we want to give them opportunities through Flip Give or through a jersey to be able to attain those goals.
Let's say this. So for now, you've released your schedule. So RipkinBaseball.com, your schedule for 2017 is out, right?
Yes, sir.
I want to make sure I have this right. So is this now that thing with the Cal Ripken jersey, is that currently going on?
It is.
Okay, so what's the date on that again? So somebody has to register by what date?
Sure. If a team puts down a $1,000 deposit by September 30th, they are qualified for that jersey. We, as most larger tournaments do, we do a payment plan to where you pay a deposit, you pay another payment in October, a payment in December, sure. A payment in February. Yep. But once a team makes their deposit and then makes their October payment, whether you're going to Aberdeen, Pigeon Forge, or Myrtle Beach, Cal will sit down, we'll have the checklist ready to go. We'll just say, okay, Cal, there were, you know, let's just throw out a number. There were 400 teams that signed up by September 30th, and they've all met the requirements. We'll have those jerseys sitting on his desk, and he'll eat take out food for a day and sit there with his pen and just start writing his name. So those are all available for any team that signs up by September 30th, and we'll be more than happy to walk them through the plan, whether it's, again, Pigeon Forge, Myrtle Beach, or Aberdeen.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. All right, so you have the great experience. You guys are there to help people through the process. You guys are there to do everything, and everything you need to do is at RipkinBaseball.com, right?
Okay. It is.
So I'm going to now offer the one thing in this whole wide world that I'm really, really good at, and anybody that knows me will tell you that I'm a good youth baseball coach, but I am a great fundraiser, and that is a fact. It's undeniable, and it's actually a curse, not a gift sometimes, right?
Gotcha.
So anybody that's ever been a part of anything I've done would tell you that I can raise money. So I'm going to tell everybody out there, because I'm telling you it's the number one thing I get. So I'm going to tell you right now, right here, what you do, and this is my advice to anybody, and this is what I would do. I would take that jersey, which is very valuable, by the way, right? And then I would go out and I'd get some more things. I'd get some stuff, right? And I'd have a raffle, like you kind of mentioned. But here's what I would do. And this is what I've always done, and this is why I think my fundraisers are successful. Everybody's situation's different, right? That's why fundraisers sometimes fail. Sometimes people say, well, that's real easy for you. Or some people say, you know what? I don't want to do this. You know, I get it that you need to do it. I don't need to do it, but I'm busy. It isn't that I don't understand, but you know what? Fortunately, you know, I can just write a check.
Exactly.
So my family can write the check, right?
Yep.
So here's exactly what you do. You take the Ripken jersey. Everybody knows people, right? They got some ball tickets. They got some football tickets, or they got an autographed baseball from your favorite, from a local team, or maybe some gift cards. Here's another thing too. I'm not going to lie to you here. It's going to take a little bit of work. Okay, you can't just sit around. In this world, we don't get something for nothing, right? So put in a little effort, put together a real nice raffle, and then what you do is you go out and print a ton of tickets, okay, and you go to your families and you say, look, these tickets are $10 a piece, or you can do 3 for $20. It's really up to you, because at the end of the day, it's your money, okay? So here's what you do, guys. Here's a bunch of tickets. Go out and sell them, okay? But at the end of the day, this is what we owe. And you're going to have to write a check. If you choose to sell the tickets, sell them. But here's the beautiful part, and I've done this, and I'm here to tell you. you can sell as many tickets as you want. So let's face it, it may cost, it's $300 a kid or $400 a kid to go to Ripken. So that's $400. Well, you got to get there and you got to stay somewhere, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, guess what? Go out and sell $2,000 worth of tickets. It can be done.
It can.
It can be done. And maybe get your son or daughter involved in it. Walk the neighborhood. Let them tell people what they're doing. Teach them how to communicate with people. Teach them how to talk about something. It's Ripken baseball tournament for them right now when they're 10, 9, 11, 12, 13, whatever it is. It may be something really like life-altering when they're older. Who knows
Correct.
What it is? But that's what I would do. And what's funny is I've done it. Okay, so it's not like I just came up with this brilliant idea. I've done it, and I can tell you, and you know, and you and I've talked about this. You know that my older team went to Cooperstown. Okay, this
yes,
was
sir.
Years ago. Okay, my younger team went to Ripken. We did it for Cooperstown, and I got to tell you, I will get all 11 parents in here right now, and they will all tell you it was the greatest thing we ever did because they could do as much as they wanted. If they just wanted to cover their costs, they could do that. If they wanted to get really crazy with it, and some people did, including myself, I didn't pay for anything. But you know what? We had a great amount of stuff to auction off. It was good stuff. We had some autographed items just like you're talking about. And I can tell you right now, if I would have had a Cal Ripken autographed jersey, okay, it would have been a nice, like, highlight-type prize. So, listen, it's out there and it can be done. Okay, we spend too much time talking about what we can't do. What about what you can do? And here's the thing. Just like you're available to help, and I believe in you guys so much, and I so much appreciate, if you need any help with this, just like, and some of you are doing it, but if you're like one of those people like, I'm not going to bother Jim with this, email me. I'm happy to help. I'm telling you, I've ran 100 fundraisers. And fortunately, and again, I say this, fortunately and sometimes unfortunately, they've all been very successful. Now, the unfortunate part is everybody's always like, hey, will you help me? Will you help me? Will you help me? And it's like, I can only do so many, right?
Right.
But I can help people. I can tell you what you need to do. Okay. I can't be in 1,000 places at once, but I'm happy to help, just like you guys are. So that's what you need. So the process is this simple, guys. RipkenBaseball.com. Check out the 2017 schedule. Make contact with you guys. Find out how you go about getting done. Find out what you got to do to get your Ripken jersey. And then obviously you guys are there to help. If you need my help, you email me info@youthbaseballtalk.com. I'm happy to help.
Well, one of the things you mentioned right there is I think one of the things that coaches and team parents need to understand that does differentiate Ripken from the other places out there. And let's face it, there are a lot of places you can go. And I'm not against a lot of them. There's some very good products out there. I just know and feel that we do it as well as anybody else in the country. But one thing that separates us is, and my wife will tell you, it's one of my flaws. If someone calls at 6 a.m. and needs help, I answer. If someone calls at 11 p.m. and needs help, I answer. And she always says, well, Joe, you're not a doctor. You're not a firefighter. Why do you do that? And I said, well, you know, a lot of these people that you talk to, they work all day long. And they don't have time during their busy work schedules to talk to me during a 9-to-5 shift, that I should be quote unquote on the phone with them. So I know that. I've been there. I've been to Cooperstown. I've been to Ripken. I've been pretty much every place on the eastern half of the United States with my son and my daughter for these tournaments. And so Ripken does stuff to where, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's our texts on our cell phones, our salespeople give that information out so you can reach out to us. You wouldn't believe how many direct messages I get on Facebook from team moms who are saying, hey, we're here in Myrtle Beach. I know you're in Indiana where you live, but can you help us get this done or that done? And I see that and I answer and I get that back to them. And my sales staff does the same thing. That's what we feel as being a part of that Cal Ripken name. That's where we feel like we have to stand up and be kind of the Iron Man of the sales team, of the operations team. We have to give what other companies might not be able to give. So that's what we do. And if you have 1 minute, I don't mean to keep you.
No, you're fine.
I had a great story. And if you look this up on the Pigeon Forge, either Facebook, Ripken Experience page, Ripken Experience Pigeon Forge, Facebook or Twitter accounts, I think you'll see this. Bill came and spoke to one of our most recent week-long events, and it was Bill's first time to the facility. He's, you know, Bill and Cal are super busy, but they do like to make sure they're in and out and talking to people and being a part of it. So he came to speak, as we have a former major leaguer speak every week at one of our events. And I I could not believe. I mean, I know Bill, and he's a great guy. He's a tough, hard-nosed ball player. But when he sat there and looked and was speaking to those fans in the stands and the teams on the field, he started welling up. He started tearing up. And I'm not trying to, you know, make a big thing about it for him, because I'm sure he'll hear this and say, why are you saying that, Joe? But he was proud, like you would not believe. Cal Bill done all this stuff in honor of their father. And to look at this now, what they've done over the past decade with these facilities, it really struck him that, you know, 10, 15 years ago, who would have thought we'd have been sitting up in the mountains in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, looking at this wonderful complex and seeing all these teams out there. And it just struck him. And they do take it seriously. And to think that it was started and the ideas came from their father, and now to look at what they're speaking about still is related to that, and it still hits home to guys like Cal and Bill. That is what stands out to me, is that they take it that seriously, which means in turn our operations and our sales and everything like that has to take it that seriously as well. So that's what I think is different about the Ripken name and our events and our facilities.
You know, I got to tell you, it's interesting for you to say that, and I'm going to say something that's going to sound kind of backwards at the beginning, but just hear me out. Obviously, I think when you go there, right? And I know you guys release later on who's going to be there speaking. Well, you know, you wouldn't be human, and you'd be a liar if you didn't say, boy, I really wish Cal was there when I was there, right?
Right.
So when we were there, you know, Bobby Valentine was there. And I know who Bobby Valentine is, and that's fine. But I don't know that much about him, right? So, you know, I'm not going to say I was, like, crushed or disappointed, but it was like, man, it would have been really cool if Cal Ripken was here, right? So we get there, and the boys go in the tent to take the picture, and Bobby Valentine's sitting there. And I tell you what, he shakes every boy's hand, looks him in the eye, welcomes them. Great guy, right? And I thought, you know what? Seems like a nice guy. Well, then when he comes out for the opening ceremonies and he gave his speech, I got to tell you, it was impressive. It was moving. It was real. I get goosebumps right now thinking about it, because, you know what's funny? Bobby Valentine talked about all the things that I talk about on this show and what it should be about, and how, you know what? Some of this stuff is serious, and it should be taken serious. And we're what we're doing here at the end of the day is trying to help young boys and young men become good men. And what they need and you know what, for those that really want this bad enough, what does it take? You know, where is it going? So I got to tell you, it was one of the most impressive things I've ever heard. And I just remember afterward thinking, you know what, sometimes you don't realize that what you need isn't always what you get. And you know what, for me at the time when I was, you know, I had just started this thing and was knee deep in it, you know, hearing some of the things he talked about reaffirmed to me what we were doing here. So you guys do a great, you had Reggie Sanders there as well signing autographs that week. What a great human being. I mean, you guys do a great job with that. So you know what? The bottom line is, it's not called the Ripken Way for nothing. I use these six words all the time that tie in passion, perseverance, integrity, community, character, and teamwork. That's the Ripken Way. That's what we try to embody on this show, and that's what we try to get across to people. I couldn't be prouder to be a partner of yours, and I'm always going to promote you guys and advocate to go there, because, again, I say it, and it, you know, people are probably tired of hearing it, but I assure you, he's just turned 14. He will not remember the games he won when he was 13, 12 years old, but he will remember going to the Ripken Experience in Myrtle Beach. So,
no, I agree. I can't thank you guys enough. Just being on your show, and I do appreciate all the stuff that you promote out there on your website, on Twitter, on Facebook. It does make a difference. I see it. I pay attention to it. And I see teams, you know, checking those things out. So I really appreciate it. And, you know, look forward to, like you mentioned earlier, answering questions. If teams contact you and want to get directly to me, you feel free to give them my phone number, my email address, you know, whatever. And I'll help any way I can, answer any question that I can.
Absolutely. So, you know, like I said, don't forget, they just released their 2017 schedule, RipkenBaseball.com. It's a real easy website, great website, tons of information on there. You can hear from Cal himself on there. You know, it's the best way to do it. You can access all of their social media accounts through there. Just great stuff, man. And then find out what the right tournament is for you. Maybe you're not a beach person. I would love to go to the Northeast. That would be phenomenal. I bet it's beautiful. I've never been there. I don't fly, but I would love to take a trip. One of these days, I'm going up to Boston, New York, going to go through all that historic area. So looking forward to it for sure, my man.
You got it. Will you just let me know when you're going to be in those areas, and you know I'll try and meet up with you and take care of you.
I'm just waiting on my Cal Ripken autographed jersey to hang up in my studio. You know what I mean? I mean, I know he's busy signing. You slip one in there for me, right?
Let me get to work on
all right,
it for
all
you,
right.
Jim.
Well, hey, I appreciate you being on the show this week.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. That's my good friend Joe Marinaro with the Ripken baseball people. And let me tell you, I've said it on here before. You've heard me say it. Some of my most proud moments was getting to talk to Mike Matheny face to face as he was one of the main inspirations for the show, and then actually having him on the show. You know, when I started doing this, knowing what Ripken baseball meant to me as far as the changes it made in my own personal life, to meet Joe, to have Joe say to me, "We want to be involved with you. We love what you're doing. It's obvious that you're reaching that core person involved in the game of baseball that's trying to do it the right way, that's trying to have to enjoy it for what it is. We want to be a part of Youth Baseball Talk." That, you know, it was a great moment for me personally. But the reality of it is I couldn't think of anybody else I'd want to be affiliated with. So love those people over at Ripken Baseball. They do it right. And at the very least, you need to check them out. RipkenBaseball.com. You know, and again, I've said it. It may not be for everybody. It just may not be. But that's reality. They're not dumb. They know that. Okay. But what I do love is if you want to try to make it happen, you just give them a call. And they will do everything they can to help you. So I know some teams that have done it, that have called them thinking there's no way we can do this. And then they email me back about 2 or 3 months later and say, "Hey, we're going." And you know what? A lot of them, it was the flip give. It's a great fundraising opportunity. It's very easy to track. It's very easy to do. It's just like the fundraising idea I gave you. You register, and each kid has his own thing. And you can, the parents can, just through social media and email, can send it out to whoever they want. And you know what? It's all in what you want to do. It's all in how much you want to work. But that's the way life is, how hard you want to work at something. So if you really want it, it's right there for you. Really appreciate Joe being on today. We're gonna take a quick break, hear from a couple of our affiliates. When we come back on the other side, of course, we're going to hear from everybody's favorite Domingo Ayala and his theory of baseball, brought to you by The Pitch Hitter. Make sure to go to thepitchhitter.com. They've got the great summer special going on right now where you can get your pitch hitter for $99.99, help your little leaguer become a big leaguer. So make sure you check that out. We'll also hear from my good friend Justin Stone with EliteBaseball.tv. And, of course, one of my favorites, Rick Strickland, and his Sandlot Recruitment Tip of the Week brought to you by the St. Louis Pirates. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
Attention coaches, parents, and student athletes. Here at Youth Baseball Talk, one of the most common emails we receive from mom and dad are about the college recruitment and selection process. Far too often, these emails do not have happy endings. Let me tell you about our friend Mark Lineweaver in Perfect Placement. Perfect Placement identifies and helps you with important decision-making factors which are way too often overlooked in the college recruitment process, such as, is it the right student body size for you? Is it a comfortable proximity from your home? Do they offer your desired field of study? How about extracurricular activities that interest you? And of course, the proper level of competition for your skill set. Once they've identified these factors, they will contact those colleges and speak directly to the coaching staff in an effort to help you. To learn more about Perfect Placement, simply check out their website, perfectplacement.com. That's placement with a Y. To contact them, you can email them at info@perfectplacement.com. Remember, that's placement with a Y. Call 310-921-8669 for more information. That's 310-921-8669. Perfect Placement, specializing in assisting your student athlete.
Hi, this is Jim Cromer, host of Youth Baseball Talk. When I'm not doing my show, I'm very busy coaching my son's baseball team. We head south every year to enjoy their awesome facilities with grass infields that their region provides. Now we can stay home and enjoy that same experience thanks to the new Gateway Dream Fields located in historic St. Charles, Missouri. Gateway Dream Fields were built to provide the St. Louis area and Midwest region with an opportunity to play on some of the finest fields in the country. You will find Bermuda grass infields, age-appropriate field sizes and outfield walls, along with a spectacular two-tier fan observation area on the main fields. To learn more about this awesome facility and the great tournaments that they provide, simply go to gatewaydreamfields.com. That's gatewaydreamfields.com, or call 314-409-0530. If you're looking for that old-fashioned baseball feel, then look no further than Gateway Dream Fields. They were built just for you.
Well,
Welcome back here on the other side of the break. Really appreciate our sponsors as always, and want to jump right into our weekly contributors to the show, as I know you guys look forward to them each and every week, depending on what your value is here, what you're looking for, maybe a little instruction, maybe a little bit of fun. Let's start with a little bit of fun and a little bit of instruction at the same time. Let's take it on over and hear from everybody's friend Domingo Ayala and his theory of baseball. And don't forget, special thanks go out to the people at The Pitch Hitter. Make sure you check out thepitchhitter.com. They're currently running that special right now for $99.99. You get what is possibly the greatest training device for a young baseball player I've ever seen. It addresses the age-old issue of, you know, parents in the stands yelling, just throw strikes. That's always my favorite. Those poor kids are trying to throw strikes. Hey, let's help them. So it's a great device. Once you check it out, thepitchhitter.com, I think you're going to find it's a great tool for teaching our young baseball players how to throw strikes. Remember, that's thepitchhitter.com with one H, and they're currently running that summer special at $99.99. Let's take it on over to Domingo Ayala and his theory of baseball.
Gracias, Jim, for having me on today, and thank you to The Pitch Hitter. For those of you looking to improve your game, check out The Pitch Hitter. Today, I'm going to talk to you about something that I see too much, the high five after a strikeout. Why you're trying to tell your teammate, good job, when they don't do a good job? You're just sending a mixed message. Now, I'm not telling you to be negative toward your teammate. I'm just saying don't give your teammate a high five, because a high five is created as a way to say good job, but it's never a good job when you strike out. Well, except for one game I'm playing back in Puerto Plata, and we don't have lights. We're beating this team so bad, but in order to get through five innings to make it official game, we have to start striking out on purpose. But that's a rare case, man. Other than that, it's never good. Now, with that said, Jim, it is okay to give your teammates some support. Pat them on the back or say, it's okay, get them next time, something like that. That's okay. I'm just saying, don't give them a high five, because that just gives them the idea you're telling them, hey, good job, wait to strike out, do it again. And nobody wants that. So next time someone you know strike out, don't give them a high five, please. Well, thanks, Jim. That's all I got for today. And don't forget to check out The Pitch Hitter. It's a perfect training tool for any young player trying to make it to the big time.
Domingo never fails, does he? He's always got great advice, and it's always got a little bit of a twist and turn there for you. So awesome stuff as always from Domingo. And once again, special thanks to The Pitch Hitter. Go to thepitchhitter.com. That's with one H, thepitchhitter.com. Get your Pitch Hitter today for the low, low price of $99.99. It will change your player and your team's life for sure, I promise. Let's take it over to our good friend Justin Stone. He's going to tell us a little bit today about some of the common errors in identifying some of your swing flaws. I've heard him talk about this stuff a little bit, and I think there's a lot of quote-unquote popular terms that are used around a batting cage, and I think sometimes we all need to be a little bit more responsible and careful about what it is we're exactly saying versus what we mean. And he does a great job of explaining this, obviously, with his EliteBaseball.tv product, and I love it when he talks about this, because it's definitely something that we all need to get educated on a little bit better. So let's go on over to the Majestic Coach's Corner tip of the week from our good friend Justin Stone with EliteBaseball.tv. Justin, take it away.
Thanks, Jim. And this is Justin Stone from EliteBaseball.tv coming to you from the Majestic Coach's Corner. In doing video analysis over the course of the last 17 years, I've kind of grown as the technology has grown. And people often ask me, Justin, what do you look for when you're trying to help a player when you're doing a video analysis? And it comes to the point of this. It's trying to find the original flaw versus the compensating flaw. When we have players that come into us for lessons or an instructional setting, and they've been other places, had instructors, coaches, that sometimes they don't see long-term results. They'll see very short, fixed results that end up passing out once they go from the cage to a game setting. The reason being is we can make small momentary changes with compensating flaws, But when we focus all of our time in an instructional setting on those flaws, we're still not getting to the root of the problem. It's like putting duct tape on something. You're not really fixing it, just putting a Band-Aid on it for the time being. The most obvious compensating cues are all upper body related. The most common one from the youth levels, Johnny, keep your eye on the ball. When your head starts pulling off and they're seeing it down to the third base coach, realizing that the head has very little to do with it, the head is attached to the shoulders, and it's usually meaning my upper body is firing ahead of the legs, and because of that, when it fires first, it pulls off and pulls the head with it as a byproduct. Staying through the ball, getting extension, same idea. Players that cast their hands away from them have a sequencing error. The upper body is firing ahead of the legs, or they're not holding resistance in their scap load at the right time. When this happens, they get the cast rollover syndrome. So if we're spending our time working on a more direct hand path as the compensating flaw, we're not getting to the root of the problem, which was not using our lower half first and holding resistance on the backside. Those are very common ones. Anytime I get players that come in and talk about that rollover without ever seeing them swing, I usually think right away, we have an upper body that's going ahead of a lower body. So those are a couple examples right there that we see of very common compensating flaws. There's a big list of them. In fact, on our website at elitebaseball.tv, our drill filter is loaded with compensating cues that will help you go back and find the original flaw. So when we do a video analysis, we have to find the original flaw, knowing that the lower the flaw occurs to the ground, the more compensating flaws that happen up the body. So what ends up happening is coaches get very fixed on what's happening with the bat path. You've heard me talk a number of times about hand path and how that's really a direct correlation to how the body loads and begins to unload energy. The bat path is a byproduct of that. But because that's the last thing that coaches see, it's what we get fixed on. So video is key in order to find where is the original flaw, usually a sequencing error. Usually as we rewind, we find out it's in the loading phase that ends up causing many issues when we're actually launching or swinging the bat. And guys, you have to use video to do this. There's no excuse not to. You have high-speed video that's on your iPhone now. I know when I was doing this for the White Sox years ago, I was having to carry a giant high-speed camera and a tripod and all this equipment that was very cumbersome. Now you have it in the palm of your hand and a very lightweight phone, and there's no excuse not to do it. So when we're not using video, to give you an example, it takes 150 milliseconds to swing a bat. It takes 300 milliseconds to blink your eye. So if you're doing this as a hitting coach, and we're trying to find what's wrong with a player's swing mechanics from the sequencing side, if you're not using video, you're just guessing. Because nobody's eye works fast enough in order to make that correct assumption. So by using video, we can find where's the original flaw. Guys, the majority of the time that I find this, it's definitely in the lower half. I spent my first 5 years as a hitting coach talking about upper half, hand path, swing mechanics, and the longer I got into the video analysis portion of it, I spend the majority of my time, probably 90% of my time with a new client on the loading phase and getting them into the ground to use their lower half first and correctly. Because if you don't do it correctly from the ground, the upper body has zero chance of being correct. And the upper body, of course, is the part that's holding the bat. And the part we're all fixated on is the ball-bat collision. So your legs will have a direct and very important correlation to what's happening with the bat. Compensating flaws usually are resulted from hand path and bat path. So don't get too quick to get into those as a hitting coach without rewinding and making sure you're efficient in your lower half first. So get on the video, start looking at it. The more you do it, the better you get at it. Even if you're a father who doesn't have a great deal of coaching experience, there's enough good information out there that you can learn yourself to identify lower body errors, the original flaws, as they work up the body, and you're not spending your time and then wasting your time on compensating flaws. I'm Justin Stone from elitebaseball.tv. We have a summer special. Come check us out. Until next week, we'll see you on the field.
Thanks, Justin. Really appreciate it. And of course, make sure you check him out at elitebaseball.tv. And special thanks to his good friends over at Majestic. Really love to see their apparel on the field. It's always quality stuff. You very rarely ever see anything that they do that you don't sit there and go, wow, that's really nice. So special thanks to all the people over at Majestic.
Our good friend Rick Strickland is on vacation this week. I'd say he's earned it. He's been doing a lot of traveling with his Pirates baseball program, and I've been following him on Twitter and social media with Facebook, doing the wonderful job like he always does out there, helping his kids become better players and helping them achieve their goals. I noticed they were in Atlanta for one of the big tournaments, and I got to see some pictures of, you know, of what it's got to be like. I just can't even imagine for these young kids when they're playing a baseball game and all those golf carts behind there and all these scouts watching these kids. It's what a great experience. You know, I know it's pressure packed, and it, you know, and it's sometimes we as parents will say, man, that's too much undue pressure. You know what? These kids handle it better than we ever thought we could handle it, you know. So congratulations to them, and I know they're having a great summer. So we'll get back with Rick as soon as he returns home. And but for this week, that'll do it. Really enjoyed the conversation. I don't think, you know, you can ever start too soon when planning a long trip or a big trip, as I like to call it. For sure, Ripken Baseball, you know, it's a great, great opportunity. If you have the means to do it, if you want to earn the right to do it, if you want to go out and just fundraise like the Dickens, I people like to use that term. Like the Dickens, but I'm telling you, it can be done. And what a great promo they're running right now. Okay, RipkenBaseball.com. Get a hold of them. If you sign up and pay your down payment, they will give you an autographed Cal Ripken jersey. I mean, what a great thing to use as the primary piece of a fundraiser. I guarantee you it will start the process. And I'm telling you, and what I offered stands. Info at YouthBaseballTalk.com. Email me. I will be happy to help you come up with ideas for a fundraiser. It's really one of the best things I do. It's kind of a curse, to be honest with you. But the truth of the matter is I've had a lot of them. I've been successful with them, and we've taken a lot of great journeys because of them. And I'm happy to share some of that wisdom with you guys, as I really appreciate your support of my show. So for sure, info@YouthBaseballTalk.com. I'd be happy to lend any ideas to anyone. But really appreciate Joe Marinaro and all the people over at Ripken Baseball. I couldn't be prouder to be affiliated with a more quality organization. So make sure you check them out, RipkenBaseball.com. That will do it for us this week. Looking forward to coming on next week. I know I'm going to have an interesting Monday morning solutions for you guys. I'm going to kind of call myself out on something. I'm not real proud. I think sometimes you have to own your mistakes, and I made one, and I want to talk about it, and I think we need to talk more about this kind of stuff. So I'm going to talk a little about it Monday. Can't wait to hear your guys' thoughts on it. And always looking forward to bringing you great guests continually on our Thursday episode. So for Youth Baseball Talk, special thanks to my producer Brian and his intern Stone. I'm your host Jim Cromer, and we'll see you next week.
Tune in next week for another edition of Youth Baseball Talk. Subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to the show. Find us online at YouthBaseballTalk.com, Facebook.com/YouthBaseballTalk, or on Twitter at PodcastBaseball. Plus, check out all of our podcasts at LineupMedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.